Virtue is that even the enemy, they bear testimony to it. There's a book, you must remember this ulama, especially the author Montgomery Watt. Montgomery Watt is no ordinary person. He is a priest and a scholar. He wrote books on Islam. This book which I'm quoting is called The Formative Period. The Formative Period title, author Montgomery Watt. What I'm telling you now is written there. He says, look at this Orient. He wrote a book. Other book he wrote, Muhammad in Makkah, Muhammad in Medina. He wrote so many things on Islam, but he didn't embrace Islam. He's a priest on this earth. Now listen to what he writes. He says, I went to the Ahadith books, the books, you know, they call literature on Hadith. He says, at random, I took from this Hadith kitab, I took from this Hadith kitab, I took from this Hadith kitab, he mentioned. And I took Kitabul Qadr, the chapter on predestination, Taqdeer, what we call. This Muhaddith did not meet that Muhaddith, this Muhaddith did not meet that Muhaddith. And I found a remarkable amount of consistency in this. And therefore, we the Orientalists, meaning non-Muslims who study Islam, we have to give credence and give credit to the chain of transmissions the Muslims have. Oh Muslims, the words I'm paraphrasing now, that oh Muslims, you are the only people on the face of this earth who have Asma'ul Rijal wa Nisa, you have the profile, the biographies of the men and women. Abu Huraira radiallahu anh embraced Islam 7th year of the Hijrah after Khaybar. Abu Huraira radiallahu anh passed away in the year 59. Said Abu Huraira radiallahu anh reported 5,374 ahadiths. Who are the teachers of Abu Huraira? Who are the students of everything? This is one example. He goes on and writes, Montgomery Watt, you are the only people on this earth who have a collection of 500,000 reporters and narrators. The whole Asma'ul Rijal is 500,000 reporters. So when anybody tells you Abu Sufyan did this, he tells you Muawiyah radiallahu anhu did this, this one did this, then we bring the usul of Abdullah ibn Mubarak, لَوْلَ الْإِسْنَادِ لَقَالَ مَنْ شَاءَ مَا شَاءَ. If there was no chain, then anybody could say whatever he wants to. Now just go outside. Where's our Mawlana Musa? Mawlana, you must remember this, very good for you. I must thank our Imam Mawlana also, Allah Ta'ala gave him jazai khair. He made all the effort, all my Allah, accept all his qurbani and services also. You just go to Mr. Moonsami or Ramsami or anybody, Christian. Ask them, I want to ask you, show me your Bible. So you say, gladly say. Who? You got there, Luke, Matthew, John, Thursday. They say that these are the disciples. Ask them, the pastor or the bishop, any one of them, they met Jesus. Is any one of them a direct reporter from Nabi Isa alayhi salam? Not one of them is. If you come to my house, I show you a Bible, they call it King James Version, and they call it the red ink Bible or red color Bible. They got what Isa alayhi salam is purported to have said. You know, they say, he said, that's in red color. And what the others said, John said this, Matthew said this, and Luke said this, and this one said this, Paul said this, all that is in black color. Now you say, okay, they said that. Now you say Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salam said this in red. Now who is the chain? It can't be any of these 4 years because none of them met Isa alayhi salam. Is it? So that is why we as Muslims are the only people who have a chain of transmission, and Quran Kareem in its pristine purity, they don't have any book. You know the additions, omissions took place. So therefore when you discuss these type of things academically, it's your books telling us. Montgomery Watt is Orientalist. He's a priest. He's no all ordinary person. He wrote books on Islam. I gave you the title, and you go see what he wrote about chain of transmission. So this. So how we can reject all these type of things? Yeah. May do Allah accept it.
Yeah, I'm in Salvi in this masjid. My name is Farooq Abdul, and I'd like you to know, Mayfield to know, not 18 kilometers down south, you will go down in a black area and see a masjid half the size, similar in appearance. It's put there with not one Muslim Musalli, whether he's Shia or not, not one in the area of Makongo. But if you walk down, you'll find there are three other rooms. Some is African customary worship. But the head of it is the masjid. Now, to confirm what you were earlier telling us about the deviousness of them, how they create confusion, I'd like our entire work people to know here, as we sit here, I reported the matter with Jamiat, took Jamiat down, but up to now, nothing has been happening in a coordinated fashion as to how we can stem this intended deviousness that is going to spill over right here. Because if you look at the building, it's typically like how this masjid is. So Muftisa, I can tell you, Allah SWT sent you here to conscientize, and I hope that this opportunity will conscientize our leaders in Freedom Arab Flag.
I mean,
that
sure.
It's coming. Sure. Not, as you pointed out, it's already here. JazakAllah khair.
Highly appreciated, Haji Sahib. That is why we have this, and therefore I always tell the ulama, I open the floor. If we shouldn't open the floor, Haji Sahib, we should just make dua and go away. We want, all of us must have that dard, we must have that fikr. We all are part of the Muslim Ummah. And the greatest thing we have is our belief, our iman, our aqidah. Tomorrow, me and you are pakka, sacha, Musliman, everything. But our small flowers and children, what will happen to them? So, respected ulama, you can interact and everything and see. I just want to tell you two, three things. And any of the local brothers, please, don't misconstrue this. Let me just mention two, three incidents quickly. How Islam elevated people. Who is Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu? Sayyidina Bilal bin Rabah al-Habashi. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu was given the distinction, the first muazzin of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Masjid Nabawi. Right? That's number one. Number two, you must remember, if you go to Dimashq, you will find written on the wall, muazzinu Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa waziru ma'alihi. He was not only the muazzin, he was a minister of finance of Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam. That is Sayyidina Bilal. Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam went for Mi'raj. Oh Bilal, I heard your footsteps. How come? Every time when he used to perform the wudu, then he used to read the salat and so forth. Carry on. Anjasha. Anjasha, the African Sahabi with a beautiful voice. Oh Anjasha, rifqan bil qawarir. Take it easy, take it easy. You're going to pull the women here at the back, they mustn't fall in love with your voice. Such a wonderful, melodious voice you got. Golden voice. Third one, Najashi. Yeah, in Ethiopia, in Habasha. He embraced Islam. Allah Ta'ala speaks of it in the beginning of the seventh Jews. وَإِذَا سَمِهُ مَا عُنْزَلَ الرَّسُولِ تَرَاءَ عَيُنَهُمْ تَفِيدُ مِنَ الدَّانِ. Remember, Mustafa alayhi salatu salam appreciated it so much that he gave refuge to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum who migrated from Makkah to Ethiopia. When he passed away, Nabi alayhi salam read his salatu janaza from Madinah Munawwar. You go on, O ulama, today we do Kanzud Daqaiq and the Hanafi kitabs, then you will find Allama Zaylani. Any brother from Somalia? No one? Allama Zaylai, African from Somalia. Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, one of his greatest teachers, Atta bin Abi Rabah. Atta bin Abi Rabah, the African. He used to sit in Makkah Mukarramah. His features were not very good. no one would move. Kana a'lam an-nas bi manasik al-hajj wal-umrah. No one could beat Atta bin Abi Rabah, the ustad of Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, the African person. You must remember this. One day the rulers came and the people didn't go shake so much hand with the ruler. They all flocking to Atta bin Abi Rabah. So when the ruler came, so he went to find out who's this person. Thousands of people. He said, it's Atta bin Abi Rabah. He looked at him. He saw he's not a very handsome person. So he said, you see, there's knowledge. This knowledge will make us sit in the Sarirul Malik. This knowledge will make us sit on the thrones of the kings. That is what happened to Atta bin Abi Rabah, African person. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, he was born in Gaza in Palestine in the year 150. When he was 2 years old, his mother brought him to Makkah Mukarramah. He grew up there. Who was one of his first teachers? Muslim bin Ibrahim Az-Zanji. The African person became his teacher. You must carry on. Sheikh Umar Falata rahimahullah, our ustad, whenever we met him, today I met my ustad Hafiz Jamalia. I kissed him on his forehead. When I used to meet Sheikh Umar Falata, he was African. 49 years, brothers and sisters in Islam, ulama, he taught hadith in Masjid al-Nabawi. No person got the distinction. Hazrat Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani rahimahullah taught. I asked Hazrat Maulana Asad sahab rahimahullah, he say 16 saal humare walid majid sahab rahmatullah alayna hadith sharif paraya. 16 years he taught hadith, Hazrat Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani in Masjid Nabawi. Sheikh Umar Falata taught hadith right next to Mustafa alayhi sallam, African person. When we used to kiss him, when we used to meet him, we used to kiss him on his forehead. Yeah, I know he took me home and everything. He used to give me kitabs. So, but Allah, they don't have all this. Why I gave you this muqaddama? I gave you this introduction. The Shias, Hajisa, they are not foolish people. They strategize. What they going to do? What the Christian missionaries do? Remember the same tactic they use. They look for those who are vulnerable. They will go to the Muslim area and see who cannot pay the water and lights, who cannot pay the rental. They will go to our African brothers and sisters. These Indians are teaching you India, Pakistan, Islam. They will go to the poor Arab. They are teaching you Egyptian Islam. We teach you Ahlul Bayt Islam. The Islam of Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu anha. The Islam of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anha. They will give them muraja'at. They will give them the right path. They will give them only. This is their modus operandi, how they operate. So each one of us brothers, we have a duty. And inshallah, Darul Arqam, inshallah, we can, our Amir sahab, all the ulama, just make makshura whatever is convenient, and inshallah, it is our duty. We cannot run away from it. Remember this. You know, I'm in media. If you come there to me on my desk, even now, it's lying there at home. That person wrote me a letter, a very harsh letter. He said, long time ago, I told you, why don't you reply to this Christian? He is denigrating Nabi alayhi salatu salam. He is doing this, he is doing this, and none of you ulama are prepared to take him on and disturb him. So you must remember, the awam, the public, the masses, they wait for us. We have to give the direction. We have to take up the challenges, the cudgels. All this we have to take up. So brothers, that is why we have this type of talks. And when you interact, don't just become emotional and just be kafir and this, I'll shoot them and kill them. It's not going to help us. The easiest way to win this debate, to win this discussion, is via academic way and education. And in that way, inshallah, we preserve our own iman and we preserve the iman of our children and grandchildren and all the generations to come, inshallah. Jazakallah khairan, Ajisab, highly appreciate it. You done, Maulana? Any this question?
Just to confirm on that point, sorry, tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock I'm meeting with the chief. Because my son is the first Musalli from that mosque, yet that masjid is closed. So the question to the chief is, I want to pray, I come to visit my son, the chief is closed. But this is another issue, not confrontational. We want to set up a project there so our brothers from here can go and perform salah there.
100%.
Change the thinking and put it in the proper.
100%. 100%.
If my brother here from the Murphy, please don't hesitate. Give me your support. I've already started the process, because that is the danger that's going to invade us soon, all of us.
100%. Allah Ta'ala protect us and all our masajid. Allah make abad, brothers. If we make Allah's masajid abad, Allah protects us. This is written everywhere in the world. If you want to know of Iraq, one story to be finishing. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, I went, they go there, brothers. You cry when you go. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala came to Kufa. He stood. He took his bow and arrow and shot. The arrow landed there. He took his bow and arrow, shot there, shot on the left, and then turned around, shot this side. He said, this is Jamiul Kufa. O people, now build your houses around. Study any country. Study Egypt, study Iraq, study Iran, study Pakistan, study India, study... Wherever Sahaba Tabi'in came, they first built a masjid, and then they built houses around it. Today we have masajid, but the masjid many a time is not abad. Sometimes our people, you know, we travel, they say so many Pakistanis and Bengalis and Indians and all that in our town and Somalias and from here and Nigeria and I say, brother, make shukr, 90% of the places I travel, I see they keeping our masajid abad for just time and other time. If it wasn't for them, our masajid should be empty many places. So isn't that a big thing in itself? But sometimes you see, our history is apartheid. So we brought that apartheid also in us now. That hum to Junubi Africa. We got US dollars, they got Zimbabwe dollars. So that is the biggest trouble in this. Allah protect us and say, Jazakallah khairan.